So Arthur C. Clarke was a word star user.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Same for Sri Lanka.
he had used word star and wrapped it in what was it? What was that?
Yeah, it was a science fiction novel.
One of his books. Okay.
Yeah, but he actually published the stuff photographically reproduced from what came out of his daisy printer.
Oh gosh.
That was, of course, now you print good enough stuff out of Microsoft Word.
I wonder what,
So you can
there must be a
easily
whole
publish it.
alumni group of people who grew up on WordStar that, I mean, certainly Jerry Pournelle, what, do you think he wrote his Chaos Manor columns on WordStar? I mean, the number of people who used WordStar was
It's quite plausible.
mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it
Yeah,
had a,
maybe people from time to time. But who use which one? I guess you have to ask the individuals.
so I mean, certainly WordStar was big on, was on the Osborne, it was on the North Star, it was on the K Pro. I mean, everything. I mean, it was literally,
Was on CPM.
it's on CPM, so it was, there it was, and then it was ported to DOS. And did it ever make a transition to Windows, or was it gone by the time?
There was a WordStar Windows that I actually bought, had trouble installing with, and got disgusted. And
Oh boy.
there was a thing called WordStar for Windows.
This WordPerfect made the transition to Windows and
Yeah.
then became an open source
Is that
tool.
after WordPerfect?
I think
I
so.
played with the WordPerfect a little, and I thought it was pretty disgusting.
What did you,
But
what turned you off on WordPerfect?
if you tried to break it easily, you could. I'd like to make user interfaces bulletproof. And it always seemed to be that's easy enough, so you might as well do it, even if it isn't what the average user responds to. By finding you put the cursor in random places in the screen and type random things that get ignored or they do something random.
Oh, okay.
And my reaction was, a turkey coded this thing, I'll stay with WordStar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that wasn't, it isn't, of course, the real criteria.
Yeah.
Because in practice, when I need to get something done, I figure out how to work around the limitations of the software at hand and I get it done. It's just something I would have been horribly embarrassed to publish.
Oh,
And since
okay.
it didn't, for me, it didn't solve any new problem. I mean, I gather it had good boilerplate libraries for lawyers, but that wasn't my problem.
Yeah, I mean, I
It wasn't
recall.
what I wanted to do with it. I mean, I think it was one of the things that made it popular,
I mean, I
because it
recall,
worked well
and
for.
maybe I'm wrong about this, but on an industrial micro system S100 machine, I recall in 1982, was I was using WordStar to write basic programs
Okay.
as the editor,
Yeah, I'd do that. You had a
and
document and non-document mode. If you said non-document, it wouldn't word wrap.
right,
It
and
might wrap on the screen to show you the whole line. No, I
I
don't think it did. WordMaster did that. WordStar, you had to scroll sideways.
had to scroll sideways, but I recall it was amazing because I recall never ever having a problem with WordStar. It would just run and run and run, and I wrote huge basic programs. I was writing an accounting system,
Yeah, but how big's a huge basic program?
printed listing, maybe 60 sheets, 70 sheets.
Yeah.
So that was huge for me at the time. It was one of my
That's
first programming projects. In fact, at one point, their whole
that's
system,
pretty huge. But you never backed up too far?
I never backed up to, what did I do?
Because there was a bug in WordStar that if you backed up a long way, you had one chance in 128 of losing a bunch of your problems, your file. And
We
I always assumed it was a random hardware bug until a couple of years after I was gone from it, and I looked at the listing and figured it out, and I went into MicroProd and fixed it in the IBM version.
Okay.
Having figured out the problem in assembly language for the IMSI, I believe I went in and looked at their listings and translated. But they hadn't figured it out either. It was
Right.
only when something came right on a 128-byte sector boundary
Oh.
that it removed a sector or added a sector
So
or shifted everything one sector
it
or
was a
something.
CPM file system issue. Or was
Well,
it?
it was my application of the CPM. I mean, it was a greater than, or it should have been a greater than or equal,
Gotcha.
or one of those bugs at a sector boundary.
I don't remember.
And I had things scramble occasionally, and it was so rare I thought it was, oh, my computer dropped a bit.
We at one point had to retype. The secretary This gives you an example of how WordStar was a great software, because we lost, like, was a whole set of disks that were corrupted and not backed up or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the secretary
said, "Did you fire those people?"
I've
been dealing with that shit for so many years. Somebody says, "I lost my file, I didn't have a backup."
I think it
was, I don't know my life,
partially,
if you haven't learned that yet.
Partially my problem, but anyway, she sat there in WordStar and just typed from a listing, she typed it in again, and I made a few corrections. But
mm-hmm.
it was, so she was able to use the same tool that I used as a programmer to reconstitute that code, and that was the power of WordStar, really, represented right there.
Just the power of WordStar?
That the secretary could rekey my code, and I could immediately pop it open and correct it and compile it. It served the dual purposes, because she was comfortable with it, so was I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much software ever crossed that boundary, you know, when you think about it. Complete novice computer programmer guy, me, with complete novice office worker, her, and we were able to use the same program to do the same thing.
Okay,
yeah.
She wasn't, wait, was it on an IBM computer?
It was on a Industrial Microsystems
S100, okay.
Yeah.
So she had to memorize keystrokes, probably.
Well, yeah,
it depends on how it was interfaced.
And she, I think...
I mean, if the arrow keys don't work, that stops a lot of people.
She already was using it, I think, to write letters.
Okay.
So for her to write, put the code back in...
Cursor motions.
Right.
Somehow.
She was good enough for her to go for the listing and the printout and then get the code back together. So within a couple of weeks, we were back up and running. It was a timekeeping billing system I wrote. My first big programming project when I was a kid, which I think I still am. But